Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is the flagship. It's 10 years old this month, and we're very proud of it. A lot of good stuff there for you. You can listen to the show. You can listen to archives of past shows that we've done. You can read articles. You can find out more about our Brain Trust members. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our blog. Lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget our knowledge base, which is askjim.biz. That's where you can get small business answers now. So check those out. Use them to your advantage. We built them for you, and we make them available to you without cost. No barrier to entry at all. Drew McManus is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. Drew is formerly with Adobe Systems, which is an organization that I've known about for a long time and have been doing business with them, using their products for a long time, many of their very, very beneficial and useful products that's helped me in my career over my life, in the last 20 years at least, I should say. And he is now the president and the founder of an organization called Bring Light. Their website is bringlight.com, and it's a social responsibility online network. I'll string those words together three times real fast. And he's here to talk to us about it right now. Drew, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to have you here. By the way, remind the audience about some of the really cool stuff that Adobe Systems offers.
Well, there's a whole host of products, everything from Photoshop to Acrobat. I worked there for about 12 years. It's a terrific company with a lot of terrific products.
Well, you know, the thing that really gave me a real shot in the arm many years ago, almost 20 years ago, was something that you guys wound up acquiring, and that was PageMaker.
That's correct.
It was Aldus PageMaker for a long time, and then you guys acquired it. And ratcheted it up a notch or two, but that was one of the best pieces of technology I ever bought. By the way, I still use it.
Great.
Everybody else around me has evolved into the next level, into the new product. I still use PageMaker, but I was using PageMaker. I was using PageMaker 1.0 way back in the day. Okay, we're talking about socially responsible online networking. Everybody knows about social networking. About the MySpace, MySpace, my ears, whatever, you know, all the different social networking groups. I have to say, Drew, and this probably makes me, I don't think it makes me a Luddite, but it makes me maybe an old fogey. I don't participate in the social networking groups. You're probably not surprised. Me being a grandfather and all, you're probably not too surprised about that. Go ahead.
You'd be surprised. More and more people are getting involved. And I think some of the fastest growth on a lot of these sites is from people who are 35 and 40 and above.
Right. Well, I think you're probably right. We're probably just a little late to the party, but you're probably right about that. But tell us about your idea. How did the idea for Bright Light come up?
Bring Light.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Folks, folks, this is my fault. And I said this to him a minute ago. I don't know why I keep saying this. It's Bring Light. The website is bringlight.com. Okay, yeah. Go ahead, Drew.
So my business partner, Melissa, and I, we both had been working at Adobe for about 12 years, and we were both interested in kind of doing something different, something more kind of socially responsible to make a difference. And we came up with this idea. We both had worked with a lot of charities on boards and volunteering, And you know, what we saw was there was a lot of opportunity to help charities reach new donors more effectively. So we started to talk to a lot of people who were donors and really learned a bunch of things that could be done better. Donors wanted to see where their dollars were going. They wanted to see the results of their donations. And so that was really the foundation on which we created Bring Light. And Bring Light is very simply a website you can go to learn about charities and the kinds of things they want to do and they need to raise money for. You may only have a small amount of money to give, but you can invite your friends to get involved, and you can see the bigger difference that you're able to make by doing that.
You know, believe it or not, there are people who want to donate money, and they really don't know where to go with their money.
Yep.
Aren't there? I mean, there are people who would like to give $100 at the end of the year. They'd like to give $10 a month or whatever. Maybe they're not associated with a church. They don't really know any people who they're not plugged into the community yet on, you know, the local community on where to give money to a mission or some kind of a project that helps the poor or helps other folks, and this makes it very convenient. And I haven't been to your site. I've on your site here at bringlight.com, ladies and gentlemen, but I haven't gone through it enough to see. I'm sure you accept credit cards.
We do. And
how about PayPal?
Know,
do you accept PayPal?
We don't do PayPal yet, but we do accept credit cards. And you know, I want to zoom in on something that you said there about the end of the year. One thing we heard from donors a lot was they tend to sit down around the end of the year because their CPA bugs them to, or they just know it's a good idea from a tax standpoint to get their charitable giving done. And that actually, we heard from a lot of donors that leads to a lot of kind of rash giving decisions. You know,
right.
Whoever happens to have the postcard show up in the mail that day and so on. And so we've actually... one thing that's unique about Bring Light is we're able to have people open what we call a Bring Light donor account. And this means that you can, at that end of the year, when you start thinking about your taxes, you can park some money in that donor account. You get the immediate tax benefit, so you can write it off on your taxes. But you can spend the coming weeks or months or even years deciding which charities you're going to
give that money.
Now,
how have you been able to work that out with the IRS?
Well, so we have a partnership with a group called the American Endowment Foundation, and they run what's called a Donor Advice Fund. And a Donor Advice Fund is something that most people haven't heard of, but it's a financial instrument that's typically only been available to people with a lot of money. Usually to open a Donor Advice Fund and be able to do that trick to get the tax benefit, you have to have $10,000 or more.
Right.
But on Bring Light, you can do it for as little as $5.
Hold on to that thought, Drew. We're going to come back and talk some more with Drew McManus about Bring Light, BringLight, BringLight.com. You're going to want to know more about this, folks. It's a cool place. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and have a great visit with our new friend Drew McManus, one of the founders, the co-founder, along with remind me your co-founder's name.
Melissa Deardall.
Yeah, Melissa. There it is. Melissa Deardall is, and Drew McManus are the co-founders of Bring Light, BringLight, folks. BringLight.com. It's a socially responsible online networking, meaning that it's a place where you can go and make contributions to a cause. If we go to bringlight.com, Drew, can we pick a charity, a cause that we like, or does it also give us the ability to create our own little network where people can give to it? How do we do that?
Yeah, so the primary object you're looking at on the site are these projects. So even more specific than a particular charity, you can actually give to a specific project that a charity is going to undertake. So when you come to the site at bringlight.com, there's a bunch of categories. Let's say you're really interested in animals or you're really interested in children.
Mm-hmm.
You can filter through the different projects by clicking on those categories, or you can do a search if you want to find something local to you. And then you can read detail about exactly where those dollars are going to be used, exactly what they're trying to raise money to accomplish, and choose to donate. There's also a concept on the site called giving groups, which is something anybody can start. So if you, let's say you feel really strongly about a particular project or a set of projects, you can form a giving group invite your friends or your coworkers or your customers or whomever to come together in support of those projects, and then you can see right there kind of the magnification of the effect you're having on the project by getting others involved.
Well, exactly, and I'm looking at some here, and they're talking. It shows how many donations have been made, what the percentage of donations that they've raised. But if I wanted to, let's say I wanted to contact people that I knew around the country, and I encouraged them to give to a project that they could give to. Maybe it was something I'd found out about that I thought that they would be interested in. We could set that up on this website. And they could all contribute toward that, and the money would be distributed from the website?
Yeah, there's actually a couple of ways you could do that. One, on each project, there's a link that says email that you can, it'll help you automatically send an email to all your friends about that particular project. Or the other way would be to form a giving group, and there's a button you can click to invite others to join.
Right.
And that'll bring them, again, into the site, and they can see your message and the project attached right to it.
Two things, Drew. One is on administration. I'm going to ask you about that in a second. But before we get to administration, how do people know that what they're giving to is legitimate?
Well, so first of all, every charity and every project that you see on Bring Light has been personally screened by us. So we take the time when charities come and join the site to really take a close look and ensure that they're a legitimate charity, that they're spending an appropriate amount of their funds raised on actual programs versus administration and overhead and so on. So you can be sure that these are all real projects that are going to take place from real charities that are well-managed ones.
What is your administration goal? What is your standard on administration? And
well,
folks, when we talk about administration, in other words, if you give a dollar, what percentage of that dollar goes to that doesn't go to the charity that you're interested in? It goes to helping pay salaries and rent and buy supplies and things like that.
Yeah, so it depends on a number of factors, and largely it has to do with the size of the charity. And you know, I think there's been a lot of discussion in the charity world about what's the right percentage in terms of overhead. And you know, I think last year there was a lot of talk among donors about not wanting donations to go to overhead, and I think that's a little bit misguided. You know, you do need to pay salaries, you do need to have the light bill and so on. But, you know, I would say overall, if you were looking for kind of a litmus test, it's around 65% of dollars should go towards programs. But I think the more important metric to look at is really how much they spend on fundraising. Because if you look at a really well-managed charity today is spending around 30 cents to raise every dollar that they get from donors.
Right.
And part of our mission is to try to drive that number down. We really want to help people do much more efficient fundraising. A lot of these charities are still relying on pretty antiquated ways of reaching donors, like through the mail or over the phone.
Right, right.
And by doing things like using Bring Light, we think we can help them become much more efficient.
Right. Well, I tell you, I've got some. I've got an idea. I'm working on a project myself right now that you've given me an idea for how we can create an opportunity and bring a group of people. I've got a group of people I'm working with over 13 states on a benevolent project that I think now that I know more about you guys at BringLight.com. Back to this IRS thing. You've hooked up with a group. People can actually give before the end of the year and decide where it's going to be spent after the first of the year.
Yeah, it's actually a great financial decision because, as we all know, charitable donations are in many cases tax deductible and are a great thing to do, and it can be great for your taxes.
So just park the money here, and they can find all that out at bringlight.com. Park the money there, and then you've got time to decide where it's going to go.
Exactly.
But you can still deduct it from your taxes.
You join the site, you click on the link that says My Donor Account. You can deposit money in that donor account, get the immediate tax benefit, and decide later, maybe even next year, which charities you're going to give it to.
Drew McManus, president and co-founder of Bring Light Incorporated. That's bringlight.com, folks. BringLight.com. Drew, thanks for being here. Good job today. Good job on this project.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Drew will be back, folks. We're going to keep up with him. I'll be back, too, right after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.